So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf cited Shmuel's halacha of rakik einem emait b'chaloin. A thin cracker, although it cannot become tamei because it was nilish b'mei peiris, kneaded with fruit juice, which does not achieve hechsher tuma. Nevertheless, a rakik cannot prevent tuma from passing through because, as Rashi explains, kivin de ro la'achila le'mevata la'hasam de'nehava k'mechitza. Since the cracker is somewhat edible and still has use, it is assumed that the owner was not mevatlet and it is not a valid sealant. The Gemara continues to question Shmuel from a brisa. If a person sealed a window with cut grass, or the grass grew in on its own, or he sealed the window with one of the following: matlonias she'in ben shalosh al shalosh, patches that are less than 3x3 etzbois, or va'aver v'habasam odedolim bebehema b'chaya, a limb or meat that was hanging from a live animal, domesticated or undomesticated, or v'ayv sheshachin b'chaloin, a live bird rested in the window, or v'ayvet kechavim sheyeshav b'chaloin, a non-Jew sat in the window, or uben shmein hamunach b'chaloin, a child born after 8 months was lying in the window, or v'hamelech v'klicheres v'sevet Torah, salt, an earthen utensil, or a sevet Torah placed in the window, kulam memaitim b'chaloin. They are all considered a valid sealant, and the tumah cannot pass through because all these items cannot become tamei. Aval ha-sheleg va-barid va-glid va-kfar va-mayim kulon ein memaitim b'chaloin. However, if either snow, hail, ice, or water were placed in the window, although they cannot become tamei, nevertheless they are not considered a valid sealant, and the tumah can pass through, because as Rashi explains, ha'il b'nimukim ma'aleim v'im yunot l'hakli ein oimdim b'fnei atzman. These items are not durable, and they cannot stand on their own without their container. The Gemara asks, why are the items in the Risha considered valid sealants? Since they each have some sort of usage, he will certainly remove them from the window and it was not mevatel them. The Gemara proceeds to explain and elaborate that the Braisa refers to situations in which each one of these items has no usage at all, and therefore the owner was mevatel them. Zak the Mishnah, lo yamer adam tana b'toich habayis ilim kein yesh agabav goiva arba amas. One may not place an oven in the first floor of a shared house, unless there is a distance of 4 amas from above the oven until the ceiling, because as Rashi explains, kadesh liyachas ha'or betuk betikra, so that the ceiling does not catch fire. Hayim amida ba'aliyah, tzarech she'i tachtav mazi b'shleish etfachim. If he wants to place the oven on the second floor of a shared house, in addition to the 4 amas above the oven, the floor also requires a layer of plaster 3 tefachim thick under the oven, because shleit tevar tikra tachtoina shel aliyah, so that the floor, which is also the ceiling of the first floor, does not catch fire. In the case of a stove that has a smaller fire, it is sufficient if the floor has a layer of plaster only 1 tefach thick. The Gemara cites a contradicting braisa. B'taner arba u'bekira shleisha. An oven requires a floor of 4 tefachim thick, and a kira requires a floor of 3 tefachim thick. And the Gemara explains that the braisa refers to bedenach toimen, the oven of a baker, in which the fire burns all the time. Therefore, the plaster of the floor must be thicker, while the Mishnah refers to balabayas, the oven of a private person where the fire burns less, therefore the plaster may be thinner. The Mishnah continues, Vim hizik, and if despite these precautions the oven caused damage to the neighbor above or below, there's a machlokes. The Tanakhama holds Mishalem Masha hizik. The owner is liable for compensation. And Rashi adds that even though he is liable, Ma'akvin elav hashcheinim laharchik b'chol hashiurim halalu, shemiyadik batayim ve'en l'mal l'shalem. The neighbors can demand that he take these precautions because in the event that their homes are burned down, he might not have the means to compensate them. Shimon disagrees and says, if these precautions were taken, the owner is exempt from compensation because this is then considered an einus since he took all the required precautions. The Mishnah continues, lo yiftach adam chanusha nachtoimim b'shal tzava and tachas etzor shal chaveri v'lei refes baker. One may not open a bakery or a dyer's facility or a stall for animals under his neighbor's storage room because the fumes are detrimental to his neighbor's produce. However, be'emes b'yayin hitiru. If the neighbor is storing wine barrels, it depends. Chanusha nachtoimim b'shal tzavon is permitted because, as the Gemara explains, memnei shemesh b'ichay, their fumes enhance the wine. Abalai ref is bakar, but a stall is still forbidden. Memnei shemesh b'ichay, because the bad odor spoils the wine. The Gemara cites a brisa. Tana, emaisa refes kedemes lo itzer mutter. It is only if the storage room was there before the stall that the stall is forbidden, but if the stall was there before the storage room, the stall is permitted. However, the Gemara asks, baya baya, kibid veribitz lo itzer mahu. What is the halacha if the owner above only cleaned out the room in preparation for storage before the owner below made a stall, but did not yet bring his produce inside? Do we say refis kedemis, the stall is considered first because there was no actual produce stored in the room, or eitzer kedemis because the room was already designated for storage? And if we assume that refis kedemis, because there were no actual improvements done to make it a storage room, riba b'chaloynis mahu. What is the halacha if the owner above installed many windows, but did not yet bring his produce inside? Do we say as before refis kedemis, or in this case we say eitzer kedemis, because as Rashi explains, goli daite de lo eitzer hu asu shikonis le avish le yirkaf atzvua. It is apparent that the room is designated for storage, as the windows let in air to keep the produce fresh so that it should not spoil. And if we assume even in this case that refis kedemis, bona ali al gabe beise mahu. What is halacha if the owner above built a loft for a storage room, but did not yet bring his produce inside? Do we say as before refis kedemis? Or in this case we say eitzer kedemis, because as Rashi explains, kula binyana lahachi avid. The entire upper story was built specifically for storage. The Gemara also asks, tamri v'remayni mai. What is halacha if the owner above put dates and pomegranates into the room before the owner below made a stall? Do we say eitzer kedemis because there was produce in the storage room? Or we say refis kedemis because, as Rashi explains, ein eitzer ela betfua yain b'shemen. A storage room is only one for grain or wine or oil. Takeaway, all these questions remain unresolved.